Sakta Mishnah Vayter, Masechtes Pesachim, Perik Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Let's chazer over what we learned at the end of the first perik. Till when can you eat chametz? Or better yet, from when are you not allowed to eat chametz? Well, if you've learned the first perik, you're going to answer me, it depends, Midiraisa, Midirabanan. Okay, Midiraisa. Midiraisa? When you can't eat chametz, Erev Pesach, Chatzais. Okay, now answer me midrabanan. Ah, midrabanan, depends according to who. According to Reb Meir, you have to stop 1 hour before chatzais. Beginning of the sixth hour, you can't eat chametz anymore. Okay, and according to Reb Yehuda, 2 hours before chatzais, you can't eat chametz. The entire fifth hour, you can't eat chametz. You can have hanah from chametz up until the sixth hour, but you can't eat chametz the entire fifth hour. Okay, so according to Reb Meir, you have to stop 1 hour before chatzais. According to Reb Yehuda, you have to stop 2 hours before chatzais. Okay, that's another way of putting it. Is there a third shita? Of course, there's the shita of Reb Gamliel. Reb Gamliel essentially holds like Reb Yehuda. Most people have to stop eating chametz 2 hours before chatzais. But he gives an extra hour for the kaihanim to eat truma. Being that we want to do everything within our power not to have to destroy truma, so we have an extra hour to eat truma. We're willing to take a bigger chance for the sake of truma. Our Mishnah is consistent with the Shita of Rabban Gamliel. And the Gemara knows that from the wording of the Mishnah. Kol Shah, Perik Beis Mishnah Aleph, Kol Shah Shemutter Lechel, as long as it's mutter for one person to eat, that's the Kayan, who can eat truma during the fifth hour, which is 2 hours before Chatzais, during that time period, a Yisrael machel can feed la behema, his behema. Behema is like a cow. Lachaya is beasts, let's say a deer. Lo oifes and his birds. Umachel anachri can sell it to a Gentile. And the Mishnah could have just said, whenever you can eat, you can also feed your animals. The Mishnah doesn't say it that way. Therefore, we know that the Mishnah is talking about two separate people. When it's mutter for the Kayan to eat, that's when the Yisrael can feed his behemah. That's the fifth hour, and that's the Shita of Reb Gamliel. Now, why does the Mishnah have to say behemah, chaya, and oifais? Why do we need a list of all the different types of animals? So the Gemara says that had the Mishnah only mentioned, let's say, like a cow, a behemah, an ox, a goat, so I would say, you know what, you can feed those. That's because their leftovers remain visible. You see it. So the owner says, oh, I better dispose of them. I better be mevayer the chametz. When you feed chayais near the deadline, chayais, they have this habit. They hide their leftovers. On the other hand, there's a svar the other way. Look, if I don't know that I have chametz, and I'm mevatel my chametz, especially if I'm mevatel my chametz, I'm not ever bal yirah bal yamatzah. But if I see chametz, and I see, ooh, that's worth a lot of money, and I'm not mevatel it, I can be ever bal yirah bal yamatzah. So the chayah at least hides it. I don't know about it. But the behema, he keeps the chametz there. And I look at it, and I see, ooh, that's worth a lot of money. So that's chametz that I see, and I don't get rid of. I can be ever bal yirah bal yamatzah. So there are different svaras why I would be more machmer by a behema, why I would be more machmer by a chayah. That's when the Mishnah has to tell me both. And the Gemara concludes, well, once the Mishnah tells us both Behema and Chaya, so the Mishnah lists Eifais as well. Sakta Mishnah Vayter, Machel Anachri, you can sell it to a Gentile, someone who's not Jewish. Now, what's the Chiddush in that? Why would I think that you can't? If it's Mutar Bano, it's Mutar Bano. And the answer is that according to the Beshamai, a Yid is not allowed to sell his Chametz unless he knows it's going to be used up before Pesach. So we don't pass him that way. Mishnah is telling us as long as it's only the fifth hour and we didn't enter into the sixth hour yet, you can sell your chametz to the Nachri, even though he may not necessarily use it up before Pesach. Umutar Bahanasai, what's the chiddush over here that it's mutar Bahanah? You just told me I can feed my animals with it, I can sell it. That means that I'm allowed to have Hanah from it. Zak de Gemara, that this case teaches us a halacha. Let's say someone takes chametz before it becomes aser, and he burns it, and it gets like charred, it becomes charcoalish, to the point that even if a kelev, even if a dog would come by, he would turn his nose from side to side and say, ooh, not for me. It's nifsal miachilas kelev. If that's what happened to this chametz before the zman iser, then it's mutter for him to have hana from this chametz even after the zman iser. He's not allowed to eat it, but it's mutter for him to have hana from it. What he should not do, however, is, says the Mishnah of Eiter, is v'layasik boi taner v'karayim. Shouldn't use chametz as fuel to fire up. That means to fuel an oven or a stove. Wait a second. Chametz is asur b'hana, so you're not allowed to have any benefit from it. So why would I think that you're allowed to use it for fuel, for an oven or a stove? So the Gemara explains, as the Batanura is masper to us, Rabbi Yehuda holds ein bir chametz al esreifer. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the way to destroy chametz is by burning it. So I would think, well, as you're burning it, at least let me have some enough from it by using it as fire fuel for the stove. Zok the Mishnah, no, you can't. Even in the course of burning it, you're not allowed to have hana from it. Now, where is this machlokes, whether or not you have to burn the chametz? It's right here. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein bir chametz el esreifa. There is no other way of performing the mitzvah of bir chametz only by burning it. The chachamim say, it's not only by burning it. Af mefarer, you can crumble it. Bezair leruach, throw it to the wind, oimata layam, or you can just pop it into the ocean, into the sea. Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold ein bir chametz el esreifa? Rabbi Yehuda compares it to noiser. What's noiser? Noiser is leftover hegdish after the deadline, leftover kaddishim. That's asur b'hana, and if someone eats it, there's an einish karetz, and over there, there's a mitzvah to burn it, and you have to burn it. So chametz, which is also asur b'achila and banan, it's also an einish karis, says Rabbi Yehuda, we shall learn from Nisr that you have to burn it. The Rabbanan don't learn it from Nisr, they say there are other things, like the chaylev of a shar haniskel. Chaylev is the forbidden fat, shar haniskel is a shar that's chayev skila, because the shar killed someone. That's also asur b'achila b'hana, and if someone eats it, it would be chayev karis. Still we say you don't have to burn it. So mamela, the same is true for chametz. Although we paskin like the Chachamim, that you don't have to burn it in order to fulfill the mitzvah of bir chametz, but the preferred way of being mekayim the mitzvah of destroying the chametz is by burning it. As some Rishayim say, we see that from the Lashon of our Mishnah. According to our Gersa in the Mishnah, the Chachamim say, af. And you can also, in addition to burning it, there are other eitzos. But lechatchila, we burn the chametz. Okay, quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. The Mishnah began by discussing what appears to be the Shita of Rabban Gamliel. When some people can still eat chametz, that's the Kaihanim, during the fifth hour, everyone is allowed to have hana from chametz, that's the Yisrael. You can feed it to your behema, chaya, and naif. To your behema, even though he leaves things over, and to your chaya, even though he hides it. But if as far as to be machmir by both, as well as to your eifeis, any kind of hana, is mutter during the fifth hour. We pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds once again that chametz is asur b'achila during the fifth hour, mutter b'hana during the fifth hour, and both the isur achila and hana come together at the beginning of the sixth hour. Of course, once the sixth hour is over, that's when it's asur min ha-tayra. We learned in our Mishnah that before the fifth hour, you're allowed to sell it to a nachri, even though he may not necessarily use it up before Pesach, because we pass like the Beis Hillel. The Beis Hillel says, as long as you sell it before the Zman Isser Hana, it's not a problem. It's not our concern that it's still in existence when Pesach comes. Do you remember what the Chiddush of the words Umutar Bahanasa is? We said it's talking about a person who takes chametz before it becomes Aser, and burns it, chars it, to the point where even a kelev wouldn't eat it, that it's mutter b'hana, even after the Zman Isser. We learned that once the Zman Isser comes, that's the Zman Isser midrabanan, the last hour, it's asur b'hana, you have to burn it, and even though you have to burn it, according to Rabbi Yehuda says it's the only way to fulfill the mitzvah, you still can't use it as fire fuel for your oven or stove. And finally, we learned the machlokes in the Mishnah, where Rabbi Yehuda Taka says, Ein bir chametz el esreifa, learned so from Neisser, the Chachamim say. While, according to most Rishonim, they learn this way, even the Chachamim agree, lechatchila you should burn it, but there are other ways to fulfill the mitzvah of destroying the chametz. You can crumble it and throw it to the wind, or cast it into the sea. you know there's a shita of the Baal Hamar. The Baal Hamar holds that even by eating the chametz before the Zman Iser, you can also fulfill the mitzvah of destroying the chametz. Okay, so we now, Baruch Hashem, learned the first Mishnah in Kal Shah. I remember once when I was a boy, I was sitting and learning with my chavrusa, and an elderly yid came over to us. We were schmoozing a little bit, and he said, "Are you learning Kal Shah?" We said, "Yeah, we were learning Peri Kal Shah. We were learning the Gemara." "Are you sure you're learning Kal Shah?" We said, "Yes." He said it a third time until we chap what he was saying. "Are we learning Kal Shah every hour, every minute, or are we schmoozing a little bit?" So we said, "Well, we'll stop learning Kal Shah now."